This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live on a Friday, Flag Day, from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And take advantage of all of the different things that we have over there. All right, joining us right now, 7 past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Happy Flag Day.
Yeah, and President's birthday. And by the way, I'm running away. Okay, let's go with this, people. And by the way, because there's so much, I'll never get it in tonight. Split message here. The 4th of July is always when I really get into the flag and the patriotism of that and, you know, the song and all. But let's start with this. Somebody's having a birthday today, and that's our president. So to you, President Trump, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to our president. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Well, anyway. Oh, brother. Okay. Well, anyway. Did our best. All right, now, let's get, and I mean that, happy birthday. Also, the flag. Let's just touch on it tonight, because there's no, can't get into it, but it's so, by the way, I'm wrapped in a flag. There you go. All right, the flag was originally.
I'll have a flag shirt on later.
Oh, yeah, I bet you will. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I got another one on my door, by the way. Okay, the flag was actually meant to be a symbolic promise. Originally, this is a long time ago, that sooner or later, because they were having a lot of problems, the individual colonies would forget their differences and join the common cause of resisting oppression from the British. Now, I have a book on the flag, and I'm only going to take a couple paragraphs from it because I don't have time, but I'll tell you, it is so fantastic when you read all the different flags they went through to get to the right one. I know the captain knows. I mean, they had some crazy ones they had, but, you know, they, okay, let's go with this. Actually, on June 14th, 1777, the lawmakers agreed upon a statement. It actually says in my book a terse statement because they could not come to agreement. And this is what they said. Resolved that the flag of the United States be 13 alternate stripes, red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. Now, I want you to remember something very important about that flag. Very important. Red, the red stands for the bloodshed for our freedom. You need to know that. I'm going to really get into that on the 4th of July. All right. White was for the purity of purpose and blue the valor. Keeping that because I think that's so important, the reason they had all that. Now, also, there's some things you may not know about the history of this, and I'm only going to touch on it because it's kind of interesting. And by the way, these are books I've had forever. I think I went deeper into this last year. All right. There were some problems with this because the Marine Committee approved this before it was submitted to full Congress. I don't know if y'all knew that. So it wasn't actually totally resolved. One of the Marines dealt with was on the day the flag was approved was a commission issued to a John Paul Jones. That flag and I are twins, the naval hero declared at the 4th of July celebration. We were born at the same hour. We cannot be parted. That's how much this flag meant to him. We cannot be parted in life or death. So long as we float, we'll float together. Now, some people were kind of accused him of being a braggart, but can you be a braggart when you love you love that flag? Now, regardless of how much this is, it was, it states, John Paul Jones, who demanded and received the first, this is important you hear this, the first official foreign recognition of the Stars and Stripes, because it wasn't just for America. He was on ships, and he wanted to show that off. So, and then quickly, because there's so much that went on, I mean, if you knew what they went through with all the different flags before, and finally they came to what we have now, of course. Now, even the emblems, this is important, even the emblems themselves were not totally uniform in appearance until 1818, where Congress, very important, stipulated that the flag should be constituted of 13 red and white stripes with stars on a blue field, but did not specify how the stars should be arranged. Real standardization of the flag came in 1912 as the result of an executive order by President William H. Taft. Now, that I don't know whether you need to know that or not, but I thought it quite interesting, showing how hard it was. And when I combined this with how hard it was to get the song, our national song, I love to do that on the 4th of July. We're going to really get into this. You'll really appreciate it. And, Captain, the one thing as I end this for tonight, because there's just no more time to go into all this, is that the captain, if all of you notice, always says, I pledge allegiance to the flag every night, and how important that is. And right now I salute that, because absolutely we pledge allegiance to what it stands for. That's what he's doing. And so we need to pay attention to that. The captain, you are the only person I know that starts off your show with that, with many people. And people need to listen to those words. And you know what? We do pledge allegiance to everything it stood for all that fought for our freedom. I take it seriously. The captain does, and I know most of this audience does. So God bless. A happy birthday again to the Army. Happy birthday to our president. And God bless America. Talk to you later.
All right, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. By the way, you'll be happy to know that President Pai from China is reaching out to Iran to tell them that they've got a friend in China. Wouldn't you know that would happen? All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and last night we had Wayne Allyn Root on, first couple of segments, and a lot of great comments from the fans about that, and we thank you very much for that. I wish I could get Wayne back on every week, but he's so busy right now with so many different things that's going on that it's every other week, and that's okay. I mean, that's better than not at all. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. And when you have to defend yourself, the last person standing is the first person they're going to be looking at. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either, and no one should have to go it alone. Bring in the USCCA. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. There's a little window right there. You click on it and you do your thing to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. There's a different gun every day at 12 midnight. It flips over to the next gun, whatever it happens to be. And while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership. Because whichever level of membership you choose, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff and some accessories and some great stuff from the USCCA as a result. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and the USCCA logo link. Well, happy birthday to the United States Army, 244 years young. And I'll tell you what. Right now, the Army's 427,000 active duty service members that risk their lives to defend one and another and our world all around, our country all around the world. Tell you what, Those of you that have served in the Army, those of you that are serving in the Army, happy birthday to you today on this June 14th, Flag Day, which is also Flag Day of the United States, which is also the birthday of one President Donald J. Trump. So, there you go. Now, keeping an eye on what's going on over in the Middle East, we have got several different things that transpired yesterday, all of which are equally as important. First of all, the two attacks on the LPG tankers that were 25 miles offshore out in the middle of the channel, exactly where they should have been. It was not torpedoes, as was first reported. It was mines. These were the little tippet mines that are magnetic, that they set a timer on, they stick them on the hull, and then when they get out to sea, wherever they're at, for whatever reason, they go off. Now, there were two of them on the tanker that burnt yesterday, and one went off, putting a gaping hole in it, starting the ship on fire with the cargo, and the second one did not go off. But what happened was, a black and white video taken by somebody who got it to the Navy, it might have been the Naval vessel, I don't know, but got it to the Navy, the Fifth Fleet, to look at. There is no mistaking the fact that an Iranian gunboat, one of the fast boats that I talked about yesterday, pulled up beside the non-burning side of the tanker and removed a tippet mine from the side of the ship. Now, why would you do that? And then, by the way, they headed back towards their base. Why would you do that if you didn't know that was there? They pulled right up to where the mine was, put the thing, took the thing off, and boom, back to the base they went. So, it tells me Iran was involved. Now, could the mine have been put on in harbor where it was loading by some nefarious people, whether it be the Houthis or whoever? Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, until we find out for sure how all this went down, all we know is that Iran, according to our Secretary of State, is up to their eyeballs in all of this. And we'll just have to watch and see what's going on. And it was also a busy day for the ladies yesterday. A White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, an independent group, called for her firing because of her violation, quote, of the Hatch Act, something that's been done by other people in the Democratic side of the party, but nobody ever called for them to be fired, I don't remember. And certainly it's not going to happen anyway. And then there was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who decided that she was going to step down at the end of the month as the White House press secretary and go back to Arkansas to spend more time with her family. Now, she'll probably do that, but there's also a rumor circulating that she might want to run for governor of the state of Arkansas. And the president even alluded to that yesterday. So there you go. By the way, Saudi Arabia, who agrees that Iran is, in fact, behind the oil tanker attack, with the information that they have at their disposal, also shot down, intercepted five drones that had explosives on them headed towards their air base inside Saudi Arabia coming from Yemen, fired at them by the Houthis. They shot them down, so they eliminated that threat. A lot of things going on in the Middle East right now. And then, like I say, President Pai came out and told the Iranians that he was more than happy to be a friend of theirs and shake their hands and say kumbaya and all this other sort of stuff, which the timing is pretty perfect on that, too, isn't it? Oh, well. By the way, Sheila Jackson Lee, made an announcement yesterday, Congresswoman from Houston, made an announcement yesterday that the House is going to start their hearings on reparations for slavery starting next Tuesday. They're going to have hearings, and then they're going to decide whether or not they want to have a reparation or have a resolution or have a law that they'll pass on forcing the United States government to pay all the black people that go back to the days of slavery as how they got here in the country, pay them reparations. Personally, I don't think that's going to fly. That's just me talking. And by the way, the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, came out and she's trying to advance her proposal to erase all student debt so that the students can start over with zero debt and just go right out and go to work and do whatever. Well, there's just one little problem. One of the reasons that they've got debt to begin with, especially if they're late on their payments, is because they haven't been paying. And why is that? Well, it's because they don't want to go out and take a remedial job paying $8 or $10 or $11 or $12 an hour and work some extra hours to make some extra money. They don't want to do that because that's beneath them. Have you talked to some of these kids, some of these liberal arts graduates? That's what I keep hearing. But then again, why did you take a course that you knew you weren't going to get a job out of to begin with? Just saying. Just saying. By the way, the debates, Democratic debate, coming up in Miami. They got their 20 names. Senator Michael Bennett, Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Cory Booker, Mayor Pete Butt, the former Secretary of Transportation Julian Castro, Mayor Bill de Blasio, Congressman John Delaney, Congressman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Kamala Harris, former Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado, Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Congressman Tim Ryan, Senator Bernie Sanders, Congressman Eric Swalwell, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Ms. Marianne Williamson, and Mr. Andrew Yang will all be up on the stage. June 26th, June 27th, not sure how they're going to appear yet. It'll be 10 one night, 10 the next night. But those are the ones that are in. They had several that didn't make it because they didn't qualify. So what I'm wondering right now, if those people are serious about staying in the race, and they might not be, this might be where they get out, are they going to have their own little Facebook debate? Maybe. We'll see. All right, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. Our first military and veterans news report coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be leaving her high-profile post.
I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
President Trump tweeting, after 3.5 years, our wonderful Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving the White House at the end of the month and going home to the great state of Arkansas.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is fantastic.
Later, the president speaking out about Sanders' departure at an event about criminal justice reform.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first edition of our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. The other here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, I know a lot of you young folks that have graduated from high school, you're not going off to college. Some of you may have, in fact, come out of a technical school, and maybe you're going to work doing whatever it is that you were trained to do, and that's fine. That's good. But some of you are just sitting around not doing anything, just kind of taking a year off or two or whatever to kind of get your sea legs out from underneath you and figure out what it is you want to do. Well, how about checking out the National Aviation Academy, because they can fill the void that you've got and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. Now, check them out to find out more online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, that number again is 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, it's a great investment on your part. Now, in some news coming from the border, the opioid crisis in the U.S. has the potential to become a national security threat beyond anything that America has experienced from a foreign power. We must build the wall. We must block off that easy flow to get in with drugs and illegals, and the diversion created by the illegals so the drugs can come in from a different point. We must do that. Folks, it is so important that you understand that. And you need to tell your congressional representatives that. Now also, the two oil tankers near the strategic straits of Hormuz who were reportedly attacked yesterday, an assault that left one ablaze and adrift as sailors were evacuated from both vessels. The U.S. Navy, of course, rushed to assist. One of the destroyers pulled up alongside, and they managed to get most of the crew members on board that ship, plus also a South Korean vessel that was there. And contrary to public opinion, the Iranians, to the best of my knowledge, did not take anybody on shore. It was left up to the other boats that were there. The Iranians did something totally different, which was take one of those tippet mines off the side of the tanker. Now, Poland won't be getting a U.S. base in his country anytime soon, despite all the lobbying efforts, but the U.S. has agreed to send more troops and unmanned aerial vehicles to help defend the ally against a potential Russian incursion. At least 2,000 troops will be going, 1,000 right off the bat, and another 1,000 shortly thereafter. And we'll keep you informed on that. Also, the Blue Water Veterans Bill has cleared the Senate, and it's headed to the White House for the final signature. This is for all the Vietnam veterans that are out there. The Senate unanimously passed legislation codifying presumptive disability benefits for the so-called Blue Water Vietnam veterans, the guys that were out at sea, sending the bill to the White House to become law. And that's a good thing, long overdue. Now, a House panel would require the Marine Corps to integrate women into recruit training at Parris Island, South Carolina, within 5 years, and at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego, within 8 years under draft legislation that was advanced Wednesday. They're trying to force the Marines to train both the men and the women at the same time in the same units. Also, senior service members in the military would once again be able to share the GI Bill benefits with spouses and children under a provision included in a House panel's budget bill draft where the GI Bill transfer ban for older troops could be thrown out. That's a good thing, too. We'll see how that works out. And in Africa, the AFRICOM commander has seen some recent signs of progress in Somalia. Last time I talked about Somalia, we talked about all the different factions that were there and the warlords and the stuff that was going wrong. But continued success by the American-backed military campaign in Somalia could set the stage for economic development in the country, which has been racked by years of lawlessness and violence. Let's hope that's the case. They can start turning their fortunes around. By the way,
U.S. intelligence officials and satellite photos detail Russian military buildup on Crimea. Russia's added troops, aircraft, and weapons to the Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in what amounts to be a significant buildup of troops over the past 18 months, according to U.S. intelligence officials, observers, and new satellite photos that reveal the locations of new S-400 air defense systems and improvements to the Soviet air bases that are there in Crimea. And you remember what that was all about. Now, the Islamic State group in Afghanistan is a very worrisome threat to the United States, and U.S. counterterrorism efforts have yet to shrink its extremist ambitions, according to a senior American general. That's got to be dealt with. That needs to be taken care of. And it's exactly 20 years since NATO forces set foot in the former Yugoslav province in Kosovo after an Allied bombing campaign ended Serbia's bloody crackdown on an insurrection by the majority of ethnic Albanian population in Kosovo, which is revered by Serbia as their historic and religious heartland. 20 years ago. Also, U.S. troops wiped out a contingent of Afghan security forces with an airstrike for the second time in a month. This is a bizarre case of friendly fire, but a contingent of U.S. and Afghan troops came under fire from another group of Afghan security forces before calling in air support in self-defense. Come to find out, it was a contingent of Afghan security teams that were attacking their own people. Unbelievable. And not to be outdone, the Pentagon's plans to develop weapons and strategies to penetrate Russian or Chinese complex defense networks are a waste of time and could lead to the defeat of U.S. military forces on a future battlefield, according to a new report from the Center for a New American Security, which is another military think tank that's out there trying to help develop policy for the United States. Now, the DOD needs to do more to deal with climate change. The impact on bases, says a new report. Last October, a Category 5 hurricane slammed into Tyndall Air Force Base on the Gulf Coast of Florida in Panama City, causing nearly $5 billion in damage and forcing thousands of airmen, their families, and the base's squadron to relocate. Well, yeah, they did, but they're back, and they're rebuilding the base. And some of the troops that were there that can't live there because they are rebuilding the base are now up the road at Eglin Air Force Base. They moved a couple of flight wings there to Eglin Air Force Base, which is not very far away, but at least it was spared the wrath of the destruction that they had at Tyndall. All righty. Coming back, going to take a look at the next Highway and Byway Report. Denise Simon's about 10 minutes away from coming on. We'll see what she has to say about everything that's going on. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, he's highway junkie and that leaves
leads us off this hour with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Truck on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you might just get you a nice free cup of coffee in this time of the morning. Working the all-night shift, it might be a pretty good thing there for you, huh? All right, well, let's talk about what's going on, because we have got some severe thunderstorms possible again from the plains to the upper Midwest. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning right now in the Ponca City area of Oklahoma. That's to the north and a little bit west of Oklahoma City, almost to the Kansas state line. So there is a severe thunderstorm warning there, and there's going to be a lot of that today as the weather, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging straight-line winds, large hail, heavy rainfall, and tornadoes will be possible from the central and southern plains into the upper Midwest both Friday and Saturday. Now, heavy rainfall may also lead to the possibility of flash flooding. So, please be careful if you're in the panhandle of Oklahoma, Woodward, Guymon, that area, Amarillo in Texas, Lubbock in Texas, north, up towards the Oklahoma line and into the panhandle. You are going to have some weather conditions today. That's the kind of like the bottom end of Tornado Alley, if you will, and you're going to be in it. So be careful and be aware of the fact that you might have some bad weather to deal with. Other than that, I-40. Looking good east and west. I-20, looking good east and west. I-30, looking good. I-10, looking good. The only problem you're going to have with I-10 is when you get out into New Mexico, west of Alamogordo, all the way to Tucson, Arizona, you're going to have some very serious fire threat advisories out there. So it's very, very dry. The temperatures have been very, very high, and it wouldn't take much to start a fire out there and have a real, real problem. So be careful with those cigarettes, and don't be throwing anything out the window that's could start a fire. So there you go. Now, moving up into California, in the San Bernardino Mountains, you've got flash flood watches all through there because of the fact that the temperatures have been so warm. It's been melting the snow, and the streams are all pretty much over their banks as the water is coming down into the valleys right now. So be advised of that. In Nevada, up on I-80, from about Winnemucca to Elko, you have got flash flood watches there as well for the same reason. The melting snow and the streams are up. Also the same way in Wyoming, for western Wyoming and the area between Laramie and Cheyenne on I-80. And you've got an area right now of on I-25 coming into Colorado from New Mexico, where you climb up into the mountains there, and the same scenario there with the melting snow. You've got some flash flood watches because of the streams there in the mountainous areas. And when you go over into the central part of the country right now tonight, southern Illinois, western Kentucky, southeastern Missouri, you've got flash flood watches through there. That includes St. Louis, I might add, and be very careful there as far as the weather in that area. And I-64, you'll run out of the rain in Kentucky, probably about 50 miles in, so you'll be fine going to the East Coast. And that's about it in terms of the weather. That's about it. Now, your Flying J and your Pilot Truck Stop is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've modernized, they've streamlined, they've gotten a lot nicer as far as what they've got, the amenities and whatnot. And it's all changed the ball game and the nature of being out on the road. It's almost like a home away from home, like a hotel, even though you got your truck out in the parking lot, because of all the great amenities they got there. And the food is pretty good. because you've got national chains like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, the Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and Dunkin' Donuts in these truck stops right now, and the Pilots and the Flying J's. You've got all the amenities there in the travel centers. And everything is set up now for the driver in mind. So keep that in mind as we talk about now what's going on in the Middle East with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, when I left last Denise, or when I left talking to Denise yesterday, we were talking about what had actually transpired with those vessels out there in the Gulf of Oman. Tonight, we're going to start out by talking about what's happened since then, in that the Houthis, and good morning, Denise, the Houthis were out there, and they apparently launched 5 drones loaded with explosives towards the same military airport that they've been trying to strike on a regular basis, and landed one the other day, managed to hit some sort of target over there. But they shot them down this time. They shot down 5 drones that were aimed at them from Yemen.
And as I remember, there was a discussion a month or so ago that Iran had been supplying the Houthis with these drones.
Correct. Yeah.
So, now, I would argue that, you know, going around in the halls of Congress is that there's this movement that the United States should not be selling Saudi Arabia any weapons, and they still use Jamal Khashoggi as the reason. Well, let's go ahead and do that, I suppose, if they want to. But we have an Iran problem.
Yep.
And the Houthis are an Iranian militia that have destroyed virtually all of Yemen, and they're, you know, look what the Houthis are doing with Saudi Arabia. Now, what's Saudi Arabia supposed to do? Well, that's the reason we don't like Saudi Arabia. But, I mean, do we let, you know, do we just say, okay, Saudi Arabia, you know, go get your weapons from Russia?
Well, here's the other thing. China has now entered into the mix and reached out to Iran. And the President Pai has said he wants to develop ties with Iran because they want to be their friend.
It's a remarkable chessboard, isn't it?
Yep. I mean, changing chessboard, yep. Mm-hmm.
And we had Shinzo Abe yesterday in Tehran, and trying to, Japan, trying to, I guess, be the monkey in the middle, you know, some kind of a diplomatic envoy, saying to Iran, come on, guys, having these talks on the side of the United States, come on, Iran, you need to be a better player on the world stage. And, you know, the Ayatollah said, no, we're not going to talk to the United States. We don't care what you have to say. And yet, at the same time, you know, we have two tankers that are essentially bombed by who? Iran.
Yeah, hold that thought. Okay, folks, and we'll be right back. And, oh, by the way, we'll talk about a video that somebody took showing an Iranian fast boat, an Iranian gunboat, pulling up to the side of that tanker that was on fire and pulling off a tippet mine, a magnetic mine, off the side of that vessel. What's that tell you? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.